Unit 5, Lesson 7, Exercise 2B.
Are you superstitious?
Well, I don't believe that I am. And yet I do certain things to avoid bad luck.
Like what?
Well, if you spill salt, you have to throw some over your left shoulder.
Do you often spill salt?
No, but when I do, I always throw a little bit over my left shoulder. And do you do that?
No, but if I did spill it, I'd say, "Ugh!" Do you follow any others like the salt thing?
A black cat. Interestingly, it's a sign of good luck.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. In the rest of Europe, if you see it crossing across the road in front of you, it is considered bad luck.
In the States, we're much like the rest of Europe. Black cats are signs of very bad luck. You know, Granny's very superstitious. If she sees a cat in front of her, she'll turn around. And she'll never walk under a ladder.
We have that one too. I don't believe in any of that. It's ridiculous. But I'm not going to walk under a ladder, just in case.
And do you have this, find a penny, pick it up, all the day you'll have good luck?
Yes, we do.
And another one. Don't step on a crack or you'll fall and break your back. Something like that. Do you believe in that?
If I'm thinking about it, I never step on a crack.
What about knock on wood? Or you say touch wood?
Yeah, we say touch wood for good luck.
They say this practice has its root in ancient traditions, when people believed helpful spirits lived inside certain trees. So if you touch that tree, you ask the spirit for protection.
I think all superstitions are rooted in common sense. Like walking under a ladder can be dangerous. Salt was expensive, so spilling it also wasn't a good thing. And mirrors used to be very expensive too. So here in the UK, if you break a mirror, it's 7 years of bad luck.
We also believe in that. And to end the chain of bad luck, you should take the broken mirror outside and bury it under the moonlight.